אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah We will begin at item 134
Meaning we learned that the Creator created the will to receive. This will to receive developed all the way to Malchut of Ein Sof, and then discovered that it was in disparity, oppositeness to the light, to its Creator, performed a restriction and began to resemble the Creator, the light, in order to bestow. And those actions in order to bestow the desire to receive, that cascades, comes down from Malchut of Ein Sof through the worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, builds 125 degrees and comes to a state in which it is fully as much as it could be in order to bestow. It built itself in such a way. So what happens next? Nevertheless, we see that altogether a system of the cascading of the worlds, Parzufim, Sfirot, to our world takes place, and nothing all the way to our world, and that's it. Nothing else happens. What happens beyond that? So he wants to talk about that right now. So please.
Once again, from the writings of Bala Sulam, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, title A Great Rule Concerning the Permanent Mochin and the Ascents of the Parzufim and the Worlds During the 6,000 Years. Item 134. It has already been explained that the emergence of the Gadlut, of the Gar and Zat of Nikudim, came in three sequences by way of the three dots Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten Sefirot for reception of Mochin of Gadlut. The first is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one. That is, when Zohar Avak shone the new light through the Tabu to Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enaim of Keter to its peh. Thus, the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba and Ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its ten Sefirot. It is discerned that in that state, Galgalta Enaim of Abba and Ima, which were attached to the Achap of Keter, ascended along with them. Hence, Abba and Ima too are incorporated in the complete ten Sefirot of Keter. Since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba and Ima too obtained the Achap they lacked to complete their ten Sefirot by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of Mochin of Gadlut.
Okay, I will read it again. It has already been explained that the emergence of the Gar and Zat, Gadlut of Gar and Zat of Nikudim came in three sequences, by way of the three dots, Cholam, Shuk, Chirik. This is how he calls the stages of Gadlut, from 0 to 100%. From this you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot to receive the mochin of Gadlut, meaning how do these ten sefirot from the state in which they are truly in the minimal state, how can we see that they can grow and take on all the light into them? So the first stage, is the first, is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one, meaning that the lower one is incorporated by the upper one, as if the upper one is impregnated with the lower one. Yes? Just like in pregnancy. That is, when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabur to the Keter of Nikudim, and lowered the lower hay from Nikve Naim to of Keter to its pay, meaning the Keter received Gadlut, by which the four Nachap of Keter that were in Abba Vayim of Nikudim and returned to be connected to Galgalta Enayim of Keter, to the degree of Keter, and completed the ten Sfirot of the Keter. It is then discerned that in this state, Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima ascended along with them, which were attached to the Achap of Keter. Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete Ten Sfirot of Keter. Since the lower one, which ascends to the upper one, becomes like it. This, therefore, is considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the Achap that they were lacking in order to complete their ten sfirot by their incorporation in the Keter. And this is the first kind of Mochin of Gadlut. What is happening here? Well, let's see. I really don't want to draw, because I want it to enter in a way that we kind of live it in our feelings and not in pictures. That some block is rising, some block, and is obligating some block to connect to it, and like a stick figure. That's not the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah, which is revealed in us, in our desires. So what's written here once more? The first state, yes? The first kind of completion here, which is the ascent and incorporation in the upper one, meaning when the Zon of Ak illuminated the new light through the Tabu to Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enayim to the Keter to its pay. Thus, the four Nachap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to the degree of Keter, completing its ten Sfirot. Yes? It is then discerned that Galgalta Enayim and Abba Ve'ima in that state ascended along with them. Meaning, if we have 2 degrees, let's say one is below the other, and the upper light operates upon the lower degree, and it ascends, and now it is, let's say, in a more superior state, then it too draws the lower degree above with her. Therefore, we have Keter, which has Galgalta Enayim and Achab. What language should I write this down in? Galgalta Enayim and Achab. Yes. And from the Achab of Keter, there's the Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima. So when the upper light operates upon the Keter, where the upper light operates upon the Keter, it ascends together with the Galgalta Enayim of Keter, the Achap of Keter, and the Achap of Keter is already adhered to Abba Ve'ima.
Abba Ve'ima.
To Abba Ve'ima.
And
then they too ascend and connect to the degree of Keter. This is how there is a possibility for the lower one to rise to the upper one by nullifying before the upper one. Or you could say it differently. Just like we, the moment we can annul before the upper one, yes? We can nullify before the upper one. Then from above, the upper force, the force of the creator, operates upon the upper one, and the upper one then raises us to an even higher degree. And this is how we ascend. That it's enough for us to nullify before the upper one in order to cause the upper, to raise the upper, and then cause our ascent as well. This is how we, even if we're not in connection with the Creator, but we nullify before something which is above us. By that, we cause the Creator to bestow upon the upper, our upper one, and the upper one will begin to collect its achaps. We're in its achap, and we will rise with the upper together. Read it again. Once again, 134.
134. It has already been explained that the emergence of the Gadlut of the Gar and Zat of Nikudim came in three sequences by way of the three dots, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten Sefirot for reception of Mochin of Gadlut. The first is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one. That is, when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabur to Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enayim of Keter to its peh. Thus, the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba and Ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its ten Sefirot. Here it is discerned that in that state, Galgalta Enaim of Abba and Ima, which were attached to the Achap of Keter, ascended along with them. Hence, Abba and Ima too are incorporated in the complete ten Sefirot of Keter, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba and Ima too obtained the Achap they lacked to complete their ten Sefirot by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of Mochin of Gadlut.
We had Keter of Nikudim. And the upper light illuminated upon the Keter, and then Keter raises its Achap. Yes? Here it has Galgalta Enayim, and here it has Achap. And then it turns out that these Achap of Keter, which rise and join the Galgalta Enayim, this is Galgalta Enayim, and this is the Achap.
So,
Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'Ima are adhered to the Achap of Keter. Then it turns out that also Galgal Tainaim that were adhered to the Achap of Keter, they also rise to the degree of Keter. Then also Galgalta Enayim of Abba V'Ima rose with them that were adhered to the Achap of Keter, and then they're in the complete ten Sefirot of the Keter, because the lower one who rises to the upper one becomes like it. And it turns out that also Abba V'Ima attained the Achap which they were lacking in order to complete their ten Sefirot. Meaning here, there was Abba V'Ima, and Ima, and their Galgalta Enayim. And this is the Achap.
Yes.
And this is the Achap of Keter.
Achap de Keter.
The Achap of the Keter. So when, by the upper light, which influenced, made a bestowal from above upon the Keter, it caused the Achap of the Keter to rise above and connect to its Galgal Tainaim. And then those Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima, which were adhered to the Achap of Keter, also ascended upwards and connected. And then it turns out that the Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima are now working with the Achap of Keter together. Not with their own Achap. Not with their Achap here. But rather with the Achap of Keter. Meaning they receive a completion to their vessels from a higher up degree. And it turns out that they can rise to a higher degree than that which they're in with the vessels of the upper one. That's what he's writing. Where is this?
Towards the end, there's
this. And here it is discerned that Abba Ve'ima also attained the Achab in order to complete their ten sefirot with the force of their incorporation in Keter. And this is the first kind of Mochin of Gadlut, meaning they receive now from above, then they receive from above the upper light through the Achap of Keter to Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima. Look how beautifully this works. Okay. It's good that there are questions. We will be able to scrutinize it better. PT 4.
What's the relation between Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima and the Achap of Keter? Who bestows to who?
Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima are vessels of bestowal, and the Achap of Keter are vessels of reception. But Keter is now receiving the upper light and can use the its vessels of reception in order to bestow, and therefore it can connect to itself the Galgal Tainaim of Abba V'ima in order to be together with it 10 sefirot. 10 sefirot can be in such a way in which there are 10 sefirot of Galgal Tainaim of Ed Achab.
10 sefirot.
That's 10 sefirot, and they can be 10 sefirot in such a way, in which it's Galgal Tainaim and Achap.
As Galgal Tainaim de Abba Ve'ima.
So Galgal Tainaim of Abba and Ima and Achap of Keter are also Galgal Tainaim and Achap of the new Parzuf?
Yes, of course. Yes, what's the problem? In every action, there can be all kinds of connections, as long as they can complete one another in order to come to an action of in order to bestow. From all kinds of forms of incorporations, connections, we come to correction, to the end of correction.
And the relation between Galgal Tainaim and Achap of Abba and Ima themselves, that the disconnected remains. What happens there?
No, it remains. Everything also goes to do a certain additional action, and it also remains in its place. In spirituality, it's like that. There's no lack in spirituality. Okay. Киев.
Раф, вот вы сказали, что вы не хотите рисовать, потому что чтобы мы это представляли чувственно.
Раф, you said that you don't want to draw because you want us to get into it emotionally. So what's better, that we'll have some for it to get some internal depiction?
I can't tell you. For each and every one of you, there's you have your own approach to it. It would be best if we do this in the form of feeling. Imagine to yourself within what Achap of Keter is, what Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima is, how they're connected to one another, how they can operate themselves in such a way that they will connect together to one action, connect to operate in order to bestow, which is Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima, and this is a Chap of Keter, but they operate together for the upper one. That's more important than you starting to draw, and it'll be in some kind of clear picture, but in a clear picture, it'll be, you'll have blocks and not feelings. You won't use it in your inner feelings.
No.
Ну, ну.
Вы же говорите, well, мы же тут говорим о таких высоких ступенях, где вообще даже и нас нет.
Это не важно.
We're talking here about very high things where we ourselves don't exist.
It's completely not important that we're not there. But I'm playing with this like a small one that's playing with something big. I'm imagining to myself, I need to depict in myself all these actions, otherwise I won't grow. Just like a child plays with the toys that are just toys, but he's playing with them, and slowly, slowly he grows, and he grows until he receives not toys, but true devices, true machines.
Ну, вот если говорить про соотношение вот Абба Ве'има и Кетер, то это как что, как соотношение Творца?
We're talking about relations of Абба Ве'има and Кетер. That's like relations between the Creator and the created being, or the Creator and some lower degree of connection.
The upper degree with the lower degree, both connect in order to bestow upon the upper one, which is the Creator.
Can?
Yes. What's happening here? The Keter is restricted. Only Galgal Tainaim are operating. Only the Galgal Tainaim in Keter is working. And also in Abba Ve'ima, there's only Galgal Tainaim, vessels of bestowal. The Keter receives Gadlut as it operates its Achap. When it operates its Achap, it awakens the Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima to connect to its Achap. And then Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima with the Achap of Keter become 10 Sefirot in a horizontal way. This is called Gadlut. And then the upper light can influence upon them and connect them and perform a zivug upon them, just like in a whole 10 sefirot. Well, let's move onwards. Slowly, slowly. This needs to settle in. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Quién provocó la esta elevación? ¿Galgal Tainaim de Avi?
Renard is asking, who causes this ascent? Is it Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima?
The upper light which shines upon them causes them to connect and ascend.
Zo.
That's where he says that during the time that the Zon of Ak shone the new light through Tabu of Ak to the Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Naim of Keter to the Peh, thus the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended, fallen and ascended in return to their degree in Keter, completing its 10 sefirot. And then in the Keter there's 10 sefirot, Galgal Tainaim in Achap. So what happens here is that then it is discerned that in that state Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima also ascended along them, that were adhered to the Achap of Keter. Hence Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete 10 sefirot of Keter, because a lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It therefore is considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the Achap, not their Achap, but the Achap of the Keter, which we're missing in them in order to complete the 10 sefirot by their incorporation in the 10 sefirot of Keter. This is first kind of mochin of Gadlut. And also, they can already receive the light of Chochmah because they have 10 complete Sfirot. So now we have complete 10 Sfirot in Keter, and Achap and its Galgalteinayin, and we have 10 Sfirot, full 10 Sfirot of the Achap of Keter with Galgalteinayin of Abavim. Yes? Which also receive filling in this. And then we have also in Keter and also in Abavima Gadlut. But this Gadlut is called the Gadlut of the first type. Meaning in connecting to the upper one.
Rab, ¿puedo seguir la pregunta, Rab?
No.
Abavima consigue Gadlut que utilice la Hab.
Finishing the question, Abba and Ima attain Gadlut because they use the Achap of Keter and not their own?
No, their own Achap, these own Achap, they can't use, I'm erasing its Achap here. It can't use it. It can only use the Achap of the Keter, only that. It connects its Galgalteinayim with the Achap of Keter, and from that, 10 Sfirot emerge. This is a complete Parzuf. Only it was made this way, from two parts, in which one completes the other. Later we will see this more in Ibur. The embryo that is included in its mother receives from its mother all the nourishment, the completion, everything. How can it be that what's not in him, his mother supplies for him? This comes from here. This stems from here, where they can complete themselves through the upper Pertsuf.
Barur, ken?
It's clear, yes? Okay.
Entonces, el inferior solamente tiene que aceptar esa ayuda del superior para que la luz pueda
hacer... So, the upper one just needs to receive the demand of the lower one, so the work, the light will do the work?
Latin one.
Correct. Latin one.
Sí, Rab, gracias.
Yes, Rab, thank you.
Que completa 10 sefirot, pero
thank you.
¿Cómo sería el orden ese orden?
Many times he completes 10 sefirot, but what will be this horizontal, what will be the other way, what will be the 5 degrees from Galgata Einayim of Abavima or from the Achap of Keter?
אנחנו דיברנו רק על ההשלמה
הראשונה. We spoke only of the first completion. Wait, we'll get to the second and third ones, and then everything will work out. But of course, that now, it's not complete. But what does it mean it's not complete? It's like an embryo in the mother, that it is annulled, and mother supplies everything to it. Can you say that it is in wholeness, completion? No. But with respect to it, with respect to its state that it's in wholeness and completion, because mother supplies everything to it. And then it is sure, is confident and receives everything and has no problem. But in sum total, if we speak towards, with respect to what needs to be at the end, then we remain only with the first stage. And so we divide these stages into three, Ibu, pregnancy, yinika, suckling, and mofin. Three states. That he needs to be within ima, mother, and then grow to be katan, small, which is called yonek, yinika, suckling, and then afterwards adulthood. That'll be big himself, adulthood. Good. Now we're only learning how it begins, but from here we can learn what occurs with us also on our path, how we're incorporated in the Upper One, how the Upper One operates upon us, and we invite
the operations from him. From here we can learn a lot. All right, I need to answer your questions. Moscow 1.
Описан принцип нижний, поднимающийся к высшему, становится подобным.
The principle that the lower one rising to the upper one becomes similar, like the upper one is being expressed here. And what is this resemblance? Can it receive the same lights?
Yes, the
lower one rises to the upper one. It becomes like the upper one. It has the same masach, same screen, same qualities. It's like the upper one. There's a lot of details here. We will learn more about. But the question is correct. In what is he like the upper one? And what is it different from the upper one? It in any case, it ascended to him. We will learn these things later. Mach 3.
Rav, а вот в этом новом парцуфе, который мы нарисовали, который в шире.
Rav, this new parcuf that is expanding in horizontal way, like you describe right now. Here, the Achap of Keter becomes the Galgal Tainaim of the new Parzuf?
No, he cannot change his qualities. He cannot invert its Sefirot. It completes the Galgal Tainaim of Abba and Ima, and this, that it is Achap.
Meaning everything remains in its place. The Achap remains Achap, and Galgal Tainaim remains Galgal Tainaim.
Of course, only their role changes, that now they can complete one another. It's a very important principle. And this is dependent on all of the development of the souls, from the lowest degree to the upper degree. All right.
Fab U7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. So I'm just going to try this. It was, so far, I understand always ascents and descents. This is the first time I hear you speak about horizontal. Can you please just explain it a bit more to me?
Ani kan midaber al hashlama.
Here I'm talking about completion of the of one parzuf by another one. The lower parzuf can request an ascent to the upper one to incorporate in the upper one and to use the vessels of the upper one, like the embryo that has, yes, what, just a drop of seed. It has only an informative part, some measure of what it needs to be. But it's just a drop of seed. But it is incorporated in Ima and Mother, in the upper one, and Ima begins to supply to him everything he demands. Everything he demands. And then he begins to grow. That's what we see that occurs here. Galgal Tainaim of Abba and Ima, they're incorporated in the Achap of Keter, and they demand from the Achap of Keter, supply to us, please, forces. And the Achap of Keter gives them forces in order to complete them to 10 Sefirot. That's called 10 Sefirot in completion of the first kind. Yes? That's it. And they receive from this Mochin of Gadlut, of adulthood, it's called. Now he says, from the side of its ascent and incorporation in the upper one. We need to read this little part here a few times and translate it to yourself. Good, good. And then you'll be able to understand what it's talking about.
Yes, thank you, Rav.
PT
14.
Keter of Nekudim that receives illumination from above moves from Katnut to Gadlut. It also moves from the second restriction to the first restriction?
לא, על זה אנחנו נדבר אחר כך.
No, we'll talk about that later. That, no. The second restriction is still not annulled.
אפילו שנעשה גדלות,
even that there has made adulthood, gadlut, in that too, the second restriction does not turn into the first restriction. PT 35.
Good morning, dear Rav, World Kli, friends. Rav, when we try to depict this picture, when does the vessel have the opportunity to feel the Creator to be like it, like Him? To start doing practical actions in order to bestow.
When it's capable. When it'll make such actions with the group, with the friends. And then out of this, as a result, he'll do what's needed. You need to make an effort to realize oneself in the ten. I have no more what to recommend.
Can I continue?
Fast.
In simple words, when a person rises to the next degree, what does it mean?
It means that he receives a desire to bestow that's bigger, and he can work with it.
Thank you.
All right. PT
19. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He writes here that, meaning when the zone of Ak illuminated the new light through the Tabur to the Keter of Nikudim. And you said that the most important is to count to the state of feeling, the whole form of studying. I want to ask you, what's the most important thing here? What do we need to think when we're learning what we're learning? How can we, are there any kind of preceding conditions in order to feel this or what to think?
We need to think how we will go over it even 20 times over this small part and make an effort to understand what's happening here. Something very unique is happening here that we have in sum total a system that's not complex. We have Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon. And then from above, the light appears and bestows and gives forces to Sfirot, Portsufim, to be in Gadlut, in adulthood. From Katnut, smallness, he raises them to the degree of adulthood, Gadlut. That's what's happening here. Now we won't continue it, but try to read it a few times, and tomorrow we'll get into it actively. And in the meantime, we'll go on to our next part.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson on the topic of the faith above.